Hello, Fit Fam, and welcome to In Bed with the Fitness Industry. I'm Nathalie Lacombe, your coach and Cupid in the success of your career and your business in fitness. And welcome to already season 4 of this podcast. Thanks to you, the incredible listeners and fitness pros and wellness pros that listen to the phenomenal guest that generously share what you can do, what we are doing in order to have successful and sustainable careers in fitness. They will be sharing this season tricks to help you and reflections to help you be successful, whether you're working locally, nationally, or even internationally. We're taking the podcast a little bit on the road this year. A huge thank you to our partners in this season, HexFit, the leading software for fitness professionals to create programs, to track your client goals, to perform physical tests, essentially manage all coaching activities. They've got a brand new AI assistant inside HexFit. And couldn't we all use an assistant from time to time to be successful in our businesses? So it'll help speed up your program creation, your client messages, and the alerts that will be there for your clients or for you. HexFit has also generously given us a 40% discount for your first 3 months. Have a look at the show notes for the link or reach out to me directly. It'll be my pleasure to connect you with them as phenomenal partners in this season. Enjoy listening or watching to the podcast or the video, whichever one you're taking the pleasure of doing now, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Bonjour, Fit Fam, and welcome to this edition of In Bed with the Fitness Industry. I'm Nathalie Lacombe, your coach and Cupid in your career. And it's my absolute pleasure to welcome a wonderful educator in our industry. It took us a little while to figure out a good time for us to come together today, but it's my absolute pleasure to welcome Sarah Zehev. Bonjour, Sarah. Welcome.
Bonjour, Nathalie. Bonjour.
We are going to do this in English, but one day I will convince Sarah to do it again in French. For those of you who haven't yet had an opportunity to connect with Sarah, she's a registered kinesiologist, clinical exercise physiologist. She's an award-winning fitness presenter with over 20 years in the industry. She owns Continuum Fitness and Movement Performance in Ottawa, for those of you that are in the National Capital Region, which is a multidisciplinary clinic offering kinesiology, physiotherapy, massage therapy, athletic therapy. And essentially what Sarah does is she bridges the gap, which is why she's so valuable to our industry, between rehab and the return to sport and fitness activities, focusing on correcting muscle imbalances, perfecting alignment, movement patterns, and essentially helping us move better longer. And she's got some new and exciting things she'll talk about a little bit later. But once again, bonjour and bienvenue, Sarah.
Merci. Thank you, Nathalie.
Lovely to have you in bed. So let's get into the bed. First and foremost, tell us about your preferred wake up and sleep times, and maybe how frequently you manage to stick to those.
Yes, well, great questions. And yes, my preferred wake up time, it probably ends up being around 6:30. Could change depending on kids' activities and what's happening. And definitely try and get to bed around 10:30, again, depending on what's happening with the kids' schedules. But yeah, definitely try and stick to that schedule as much as possible.
Don't we all? Yeah, for sure. And tell us about, like, what's your most comfortable, what's your favorite sleepwear?
Ooh, yes. Yeah. So I don't actually own dedicated, like, sleepwear per se, but I just kind of wear comfortable clothing. Yeah.
Comfy, switching it from, like, work, you know, clinic kind of clothes to more casual kind of stuff.
Exactly. Yes.
Fun. So Sarah, as I mentioned, you run a successful clinic and are now an award-winning presenter. So congratulations on your Canadian Presenter of the Year award with CanFit Pro last August. Bravo, bravo.
Thank you.
tell us how has coaching people to move better and feel better in your own practice at Continuum helped inspire the education that you share with your fellow fitness professionals and movement professionals?
Yeah. Well, congratulations to you as well as a recent Canadian Fitness Presenter of the Year award winner, very recent. It's such an honor, and yeah, it's wonderful. You know, I remember attending my first conference. It's CanFit Pro, and it was 1999. And I remember being a young delegate, and I remember taking those gold nuggets away and remembering those valuable sessions that I attended and how it really helped shape my career. You know, I've been doing this for 24 years. I've been a clinic owner for 12 years. And I think about the day-to-day interactions that I have with my clients, but also working in a multidisciplinary clinic, working with physiotherapists and athletic therapists and RMTs. You know, what are the things that have helped my clients, you know, bridge that gap, move better, feel better, progress, and really sort of take that into my presentations? Like, what has worked for me over the years? And what do I feel, you know, also remembering what it was like to be a delegate, what are those gold nuggets that I feel would be like have the most impact? And so I feel very fortunate to be able to share all of my experience clinically, you know, seeing firsthand what has worked and how we can share this with FitPros going forward.
I love that. I love the idea of a gold nugget because, I mean, again, we've had the pleasure of doing these conferences, going to them as delegates and as presenters for so long, and especially the three-day ones. I mean, I remember the ones when I was living in Montreal, the car ride back, just trying to remember something from the 3 days. It's just so much. And when you're in it, it's immersive and you're in it. And then you come back and you're like, you know, it feels, some of it's like, what's the experience versus what's the, can I apply? So I love that tying into the, like, if there's a couple of things, you know, the whole, if you remember one thing from our time today, here's what, right? I love that you identify that that's something that's important for learners and that you're able to help them grab that before they leave the sessions.
Oh yeah. And I, you know, I remember like if you didn't review your notes within the first few days, like it was, it, you know, you really needed that integration time and that time to sort of walk away with what were those top things that you can use tomorrow, really, you know, with your clients.
Integration time. That's a great way to look at it. Thank you, Sarah, for sharing that. And again, because you're working in this, again, like from the clinic perspective with the clients that you have at Continuum, how do you help bridge the gap? Because I mean, coming from it, not every single person that you then coach or educate is a kinesiologist or an exercise physiologist and works with those clients that might be injured or coming back to sport and things like that. And then there's trainers that are there that sometimes are acutely aware of the movement practices that are there, sometimes not, and people just need to move more. How do you bridge those gaps? How do you help us be collaborative when it comes to movement and health and fitness?
Oh, I love that. That's so great. And it, you know, it can be tricky, but I think, you know, we're so fortunate in this day and age where we have such a holistic perspective, right? We can take these courses from various movement professionals, whether they're kinesiologists or chiropractors or podorthists, or, you know, we've got these really interesting views and we have access to a lot of education that we can obtain. So we can take courses, we can attend conferences, we can learn. But when it comes to bridging the gap, I think it's really key to have a very strong referral network. So knowing sort of when to refer, who to refer to, but also there's a lot of things as fit pros that we can do with our clients. You know, we can establish really, really clear sort of thresholds and baselines. Like, what can your clients do safely right now? Can they walk for 10 minutes? Can they do 10 squats? You know, what can they do? Establish clear baselines and then try very small progressions forward. When we try these progressions, do we get these symptoms? Do we see shifts? Do we need to go back to our baseline? Are we clear to move to the next step? And then that becomes our new baseline. Or are there certain things within our practice that we can sort of shift without changing any load? Can we maybe alter breathing mechanics or core connection or alignment, positioning before we change some of the other variables. So how can we maybe work with the knowledge that we have around the body to maybe, I think, don't be afraid to try different variables, like play around with movements and understanding where they want to go. Sometimes it's easier to kind of break down the movement into smaller pieces and parts and sort of build that back up. Because you know, we often get people who are injured and they want to get to a certain place. They want to run 5K. They want to get back to CrossFit. They're done with their physio, but there's this big kind of gray area where it's like, where do we go? But yeah, baselines, like playing with variables, breaking things down and building them back up.
And kind of reassessing and to a certain extent managing the expectations of what progress really means, because I think we have this very linear approach to progress. But to your point, sometimes it can be to the left and to the right, and maybe not assuming that how we see progress is necessarily what the client will want, because perhaps just not getting injured again. For a lot of clients, I'm thinking about myself, just essentially, it doesn't mean I go back to what it was before, but it means that I can now move safely, even if those movements are different. So I love that approach of like things change and evolve along the way. And so to get a little curious about it, I think is the message from that, and to work with that network that we have. I love that. Thank you for suggesting that.
Yeah. Clear, like, communication, understanding what they want to do and, you know, really establishing like what you were saying. I think that's beautiful.
And so an exciting time for you right now, because you are launching, almost as we speak, a brand new women's wellness specialist certification. Tell us what inspired you to create this new educational opportunity.
Oh, yes, we are so excited. So the Women's Wellness Specialist Certification is really, it's Connie Beaulieu's vision, and I'm so excited to be a part in helping it come to life. It's a program that's geared towards health and fitness professionals to help them support and guide women of all ages. You know, we experience these normal physiological changes as we age, you know, like our brains change, our organs change, our bodies change. We may eat the exact same way and exercise in the exact same way, not change our food intake or exercise, but experience changes to our bodies. Like we may see, you know, body composition changes and visceral fat deposition. Yet we are being told by practitioners to just eat less and exercise more. And it's maddening and it's isolating, right? For these women that are experiencing these shifts. And so we wanted to provide a course that really, you know, shared a lot of the new recent evidence-based research that's out there. Our 20 plus years of experience, our personal experiences, you know, how can we support women through these changes and have these conversations, not just from a physical perspective, but from a holistic perspective as well.
It's interesting what you're saying, because one of the key components is, because I can imagine, and I've experienced something similar to that, and I can imagine it. One of the things that comes out from that is stress. And stress is quite linked to, therefore, struggling with sleep, which is then linked to whatever happens during the day, which is then linked to your point to metabolic health and everything else. And so, yeah, we need to start looking beyond, essentially beyond the calories, calories out model that for a lot of people might have worked for certain decades of their life and not others. I know I'm going to really put you on the spot right now, but if you had to pick a couple of components of women's health that you would like to see all fitness professionals better prepared for, if you have to choose, because I'm making you, if you have to choose, which ones would they be?
Oh, I think I would love for us to be better prepared to have conversations around pelvic health and perimenopause and postmenopause. You know, normalize these conversations and being prepared to know where to refer and when to refer and, you know, what is normal and, you know, what can we be doing to help? Because we are having these conversations with women week in, week out. Like they may not be seeing their doctors for a longer period of time. So do we need to sort of push and encourage, referring out and just having conversations and normalizing and understanding that, we have menstrual cycles and we have pelvic floors and we're going through these hormonal shifts and, really gaining a deeper understanding of what happens and how we can support these women through these changes.
I love that you mentioned the constants, essentially the regularity of the time that we spend with them and the opportunities that are there when it comes to that, when it comes to the conversations, realizing that to your point, I mean, at least half of the clients in most fitness facilities, if not a little bit more than half, you know, statistically in some of them, are women that are going to be going through these things. And a conversation I had recently with someone who was like, I know it's normal and everybody's telling me it's normal. And it's almost, you know, I love the idea of normalizing things, of just awareness. And I think part of that is the normalizing part of it. And then I said, I am not a diagnostician. They might be normal. They also might be symptoms. So talk to somebody who go to the right person to find out if this is quote unquote normal or if they're symptoms. And if they're symptoms, then what can you do about it versus just a, I'm going to, you know, grin and get through it, which for some people is viable, for others not, just like anything else, you know, any other stage of life that we go through. And so I love that you're bringing that up. Let's just have the conversations as opposed to pretending that, the suffering is normal, pretending that the challenges might be there, but we can have the conversations around those. So thank you for mentioning that. And again, the importance, because you've mentioned it a couple of times now, the importance of having the network, of not being afraid to have the network and having those people in your entourage that you can refer to, you can ask questions of, you can have discussions with, and everybody grow their awareness. And correct me if I'm wrong, Sarah, you don't just mean female fitness professionals, correct?
Oh, no, we're absolutely opening this up to all fitness professionals. I mean, I think a lot of male pros work with women as well, right? So having them be better equipped. And, it's interesting when we had launched our program, one of the very first registrants that we had was male. And we were just, that was just so symbolic for us. Like, you know, men want to understand what women are going through too. Understanding that, you know, men have 24-hour hormonal cycles, but women have 28 or, you know, shorter or longer hormonal cycles. Like our peaks are different. Our physiology is different. And we can't just train the same way, right? Like training, we're not small men, we are women. And so being able to, customize and understand and I think it's great.
Well, congratulations on the launch. Looking forward to seeing how that can help, again, everybody grow their confidence, their awareness, and their ability to serve the greater population at large. Tell us as we close off today, in the coming months, you're seeing a lot of different things happening in our industry, whether it's that's from the clinical side or whether from that's the practical side. What are some of the things that are inspiring you? What inspires you about the fitness industry in the coming months?
Oh, so much, so much. Yes. And I think, you know, both of us have been, you know, in this industry for a long time and we've seen the shifts and we've seen the evolution. But I really feel like, especially, you know, coming up, like fit girls are leveling up. Like we are definitely seeing a notable shift and people are wanting that education and the experiential learning and the connections and the mentoring. And I'm just super excited. And I love that we're taking a real holistic approach to to fitness. You know, it's not just about the physical. We're really sort of accessing information from different sources and really applying that to our clients and our networks and our people. And I'm excited. I'm excited for the year.
Thank you. And thank you for using that excitement to keep creating learning opportunities and growing opportunities and networking opportunities for those of us in the industry. I'm very grateful for that. And I'm grateful for the time that you took with us today. Merci, Sarah. We will put the information to connect with Sarah as well to find out more about that brand new women's wellness course. And so if anybody wants to find out from there, we'll put that in the show notes on the podcast as well as on YouTube. And if not, you can connect directly with Sarah at Continuum and find out more about that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Natalie. Thank you.